because I think it's a wonderful, wonderful book to help people understand dollars to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Go to our website, saveus.org. Write to us. And please, can I urge you to become a partner in this moment? Please do it today. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255, or make that gift.
Is not happening, then there is some other agenda afoot. So where are we headed today, then, with Israel?
Oh, genocide, of course. The Israeli Jewish people will be exterminated.
That's the goal thereof.
Yes, I can see no other plausible explanation for what they're doing. The Iranian ruling elite announced in public that their intention was genocide. And what is the most important policy of the United States around Iran's borders? Well, it was the invasion of Iraq, wasn't it? And what was the consequence of invading Iraq and then pulling out? The consequence was that a Shia-dominated government run from Iran now rules Iraq. So Iraq was turned into Iran.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be... Well, they're going to be your views because it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, I thought maybe we'd start out talking a little bit about the coming economic collapse. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm firmly convinced that there is going to be an economic collapse. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly will remember that it was just last week that we had John Williams on. Now, who is John Williams? Well, John is an economist who doesn't work for the government, so we can tell the truth. He's financed by people who subscribe to his newsletter, and basically, John analyzes the economy, and he's been doing this for some time. And he's certainly never been terribly pessimistic until, well, I certainly listened to him when he was with us last week. And he said that he believes that certainly by the end of the first quarter, or certainly by the end of the second quarter of 2014, that's just 6 months from now, there'll be a major economic crisis in America. And basically that he's very, very convinced that this is going to come about. And you will find this same sentiment expressed by so many of the very reliable people. And basically, of course, it would appear that what we've done is we've seen just the first part of this whole economic contraction, because the whole world is living on debt, and we're certainly living on debt as a nation. And Gerald Celletti, who certainly runs the Trends Journal, said this recently: any self-respecting adult that hears McConnell, Reid, Boehner, or Ryan and believes this baloney that they put out, they deserve what they get. And as for international scene, the whole thing is collapsing. That's our forecast. We're saying that by the second quarter of 2014, we expect the bottom to fall out, or something to divert our attention as it falls. Now, he's talking about exactly the same thing John Williams is. Why is this? Well, it's basically because we have massive debt. Every country in the world is living on debt today. Our cities are living on borrowed money. And suddenly our corporations are living on borrowed money. And suddenly the whole monetary system of America is built upon the basis that at the current time, the Federal Reserve System is creating almost $1 trillion a year and pouring it into our economy. They're creating this out of nothing. They will tell you that our national debt is over $17 trillion. It's growing at $1 trillion a year. But what they don't tell you is if you use the generally accepted accounting principles, the GAAP principles, which every corporation must use and which our government insists corporations use, the real national debt is over $87 trillion, and there's no way it will ever be paid off, and the whole house of cards is coming down. Well, it's open lines. Give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Jim Rogers is one of the wealthiest men in the world. He's a multi-billionaire, former associate of George Soros, but I put my confidence in what Jim Rogers says. I think he's an honest man, and he recently said, and I quote, "You saw what happened in 2008 and 2009, which was worse than the previous economic setback because the debt was much higher. Well, now the debt is staggeringly much higher still. And so the next economic problem, whenever it happens and whatever causes it, is going to be worse than in the past because we have these unbelievable levels of debt and unbelievable levels of money printing all over the world. Be worried and get prepared."
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, so we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, we were just going over some of the quotations come up by certainly prominent local people, certainly Howard Marks, who works for the Oak Tree Capital Company. He recently wrote this: "Certainly risk tolerance has been increasing of late. High returns on risky assets have encouraged more of the same, and the markets are becoming more heated. The bottom line varies from sector to sector, but I have no doubt that markets are becoming more heated. The bottom line varies from sector to sector, but I really believe that in 2008 for credit and 2009 for equity, suddenly this whole situation is coming down. Jeff Berwick, who is a respected financial analyst, made this statement. If they allow interest rates to rise, it will effectively make the U.S. government bankrupt and will make the U.S. government collapse. They're preparing for a major societal collapse. It is obvious, and it will happen, and it will be very scary and very dangerous. And I believe that is true. I believe that they are preparing for a societal collapse. Why do you think that they have the Doomsday Seed Bank up there, certainly 800 miles from the North Pole? Why do you think that they've bought up, I mean, billions and billions of dollars of dehydrated food and 1.6 billion rounds of certainly ammunition? And basically, why do you think they have the vast underground facilities all across America, certainly hidden away? They may never talk about them. But if you want more information on it, certainly you go up on the internet and say, they look up Jesse Ventura and underground facilities, or Joel Skousen and underground facilities, or Alex Jones underground facilities. And hopefully very, very soon we're going to have our friend Bob Fletcher's DVD. And he's actually tracked down a lot of these underground facilities. They have them there to protect the elite, but certainly not for the average individual. So I believe that certainly this is correct, that the elite are planning on a societal collapse. Michael, incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. This open lines. But Michael Pinto, who's the CEO of Pinto Portfolio Strategies, wrote this. Disappointingly, it is much more probable that the government has brought us out of the Great Recession only to get us into a greater recession, which lies just on the other side of the interest rate normalization. And, Chris, what they're basically talking about is the fact that, well, the interest rates are going to have to rise sooner or later. And when it does, of course, it will, when we're talking about paying a 6% interest, certainly on a $17 trillion or a $20 trillion debt, and it will be there in a couple of years, you're talking over $1 trillion a year interest, or only taking in $2.3 trillion a year, and the whole system will just simply began to implode. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hugo Salinas Price, who's a Mexican billionaire, and suddenly they just said he's the richest man in Mexico, made this statement recently. I think we're going to see a series of bankruptcies. I think the rise in the interest rates is the final and fatal sign, which is going to ignite a derivative crisis. And this is going to collapse the entire system. There are over $1 quadrillion of derivatives, and most of them are related to interest rates. The spiking of interest rates in the United States may set off a collapse. And certainly what's going to happen in the world is eventually we're going to come to the moment when we're going to have massive bankruptcies all over the globe. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from New York. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. And hi, John. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I would like to respond to your comment a few moments ago regarding the deliberate collapse of the economy, or I presume the nation, financially. But I do fear that personally. Basically, using arithmetic, yes, everybody on debt, so how can they continue? But it seems to me that there are so many people involved in the quote-unquote conspiracy of this debt that I don't understand how the little bit of supplies and seeds that are saved up and the food and the bullets that are available, the people that actually support and make it happen, it would seem to me that if they're going to be left out in the cold, they're going to be considered useful idiots, I suppose.
Well, I don't think that they're going to be considered anything. I think the people, the American people, are going to be struggling to survive, and these people will be underground. Now, basically, there are many things that can happen to America. It's just not the financial collapse. There's certainly there's a possibility of an EMP attack. There's the possibility of certainly a viral attack or bacteriological warfare or chemical warfare. There's certainly a possibility of massive civil unrest, but I will tell you that the elite, and these are the people in the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, they're looking after themselves and their families. They have a place to go. And basically, that's why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank up there, so they will be able to have good seeds when they start in all over again. You must understand, these people really believe that we need population control. They would like to eliminate 90% of the population of the world. And if you doubt that, please go to my website, radioliberty.com, and look at the section on the Georgia Guidestones. I've been there. I've seen this monument put up by a secret society that calls for eliminating over 90% of the population of the world. This is what they're really up to. So I don't know how it's going to come about. I don't know what's going to precipitate it. But I do know that we're moving rapidly towards some sort of a financial catastrophe, and that's the subject of my latest newsletter. But go right ahead, John.
Well, yes, your that point you just made about the 90% of the population to be killed or die off, that does make sense now. And yes, if that were to happen, then yes, their plan would work, because I believe these so-called elites do want control, and they want a lot less people. So, yeah, maybe so. Maybe so, the collapse, maybe that is part of the plan.
But you have to understand, John, that these people are inherently wicked and evil. I mean, some of the people, I'm sure, in the CFR are not bad people, but some of them know exactly what this is about because they worship a different god.
Yes, well, I hate to leave it to my kids, but I guess you're right. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks very much, John. And let's go to Josh, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Spokane, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But hi, Josh. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, and I'll just ask it and hang up because I'm kind of in a bad reception area. I've heard you talk about hyperinflation on your show before, and that being a possibility for the government to go through to get rid of our debt. I'm just wondering if you think that's still an option that they would actually go through. And I'll go ahead and hang up and let you answer.
All right, right. Well, let me basically, there's some people who think we're going to have a deflation. In other words, basically, the economy really is contracting. They keep telling us things are getting better, but they're really not. They're lying to us about what's going on. They tell us, I saw an article just today in the Wall Street Journal talking about how the economy was up. But then, of course, if you've read the article, you find that our manufacturing is down. And suddenly this increase, so-called, in the economy has to do with other things. Certainly they're building an awful lot of cars. They haven't necessarily sold them, but they're building an awful lot of cars. And suddenly they have a few things that they're doing well on. But the foundation of any industrial society today is manufacturing. And if you read the article through carefully, you find out that the manufacturing is not recovering in America. Certainly more and more of our industries are moving overseas. We're rewarding our companies for moving overseas. Why? Because we have about the highest corporate tax rate in the world, in the United States. And you would think that then that if an American corporation went overseas, they would still pay the corporate tax rate. If you and I were to go overseas and work, why would we have to pay income tax here in America? But that's not true with the corporations. They've designed the legislation to encourage corporations to move overseas because, of course, they want to redistribute America's wealth. They want, of course, to raise living standards in other countries and lower the living standards here. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you want to document that, you need to get a copy of David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry it here, and you can hear him. You can actually read it, page 405, where he talks about the secret cabal that he is a member of that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global and political and economic system. And as he says, if that's the charge, I'm I am proud of it. I'm guilty, and I'm proud of it. And then he goes on to talk about how they've raised the living standards throughout the world, and that's exactly what they're doing today. We are intentionally raising living standards throughout the world as we progressively move more people in America from the middle class into the lower class. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And more wealth and power is being centralized with the ruling elite. There's top 1%. The top 10% has over 50% of all the assets in the United States. And the top 1% probably has 30 or 40% of all the assets. You're centralizing power with a very small number of people, and many of these, not all of them, but many of them tied directly into this Brotherhood of Darkness. And they're being rewarded for their loyalty to the prince of this world, that is Satan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly it's open lines, or we look forward to your calls. We have nothing much prepared other than there's some quotations about certainly what's going to be happening to our economy. But give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But I really believe that we're moving into some very, very difficult times. And certainly when John Williams of ShadowSats.com comes onto our program and makes that statement, when people like Ambrose Evans Pritchard, writes for the London Telegraph, suddenly makes that statement, talks about the coming collapse of the economic system throughout the world, we're in trouble. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Bruce calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
Yeah. If there's a huge disaster coming, do you think, a financial disaster, do you think it's coming to the entire world or just the Western world?
No, I think it's going to come to the United States and probably to Europe. And suddenly it looks like they're having some problems over in China. I don't know whether with a dictatorship they're going to be able to maintain that. But I think suddenly the United States and Europe will be wound up in this. It may hit much of the rest of the world because almost all of the countries are living on borrowed money. And it's a great system until it gets to the EU. You owe so much money you can't pay the interest on it, then the whole thing collapses. And that's what we're really facing. We owe so much money now that if they allow the interest rates to go up, and they went up to 6%, which is traditional, why would we be putting out almost $1 trillion a year just in interest and taking in $2.3 trillion at the national level? Why almost half of everything we took in would go for interest and the whole system would collapse? And the thing is that this is why our founding fathers recognized that we should never be spending a lot of money, because the countries in the past have gone bankrupt and been destroyed, and that's exactly what's going to be happening here. Anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, the laughable budgets that they're coming up with. I mean, even the stupidest person in this country must realize that it doesn't amount to a hill of beans against $17 trillion or more in debt. Why are they passing Obamacare, which will increase the debt, and not balancing the budget when they had an opportunity to, with those sequestered cuts at least?
Because I think there's some people who want to destroy this country. They want to destroy it from within. I mean, basically, we had, 2 weeks ago, we had the funeral for Nelson Mandela. Four American presidents went to that funeral. Nelson Mandela was a communist. In fact, there is an article on the 14th of December in the New York Times talking about how when Mandela died, the Communist Party of South Africa announced Nelson Mandela was a communist. And he and Winnie Mandela said they supervised the murder of thousands of people over there. So why suddenly would four American presidents go over to actually pay a tribute to Nelson Mandela? Because, of course, communism certainly is this idea of a ruling elite. That's what it's all. It has nothing to do with dividing the money up. The communists really want a ruling elite, and four American presidents went to Africa to honor Nelson Mandela. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you say that couldn't be true. Please go up on the internet, go to Google, and simply type in Nelson Mandela was a communist, or Communist Party announced Nelson Mandela was a communist. Then you'll find it is true. We have real trouble. There are people who really want to destroy this country, Bruce, and this is how they're going to do it. There was two communists, Cloward and Piven. That's Cloward and Piven, 1960s, writing an article in the National Magazine, The Nation, said, look, the best way to destroy America is to simply spend us into oblivion, and that's what they're doing.
Well, just plain logic. It tells me that to do the things they've done with Obamacare and this latest budget, there are only three possibilities. One, they don't believe the world is coming to an end, and they're trying to do their best to appease everyone, mostly the Chamber of Commerce, I think, and their multinational corporations behind them. But that's a sort of conversation for another day. The other possibility is that they're planning ahead for when the collapse recovers, and they'll have all this in place after the collapse is over. And the other is maybe they're, you know how you have a real old patient who's who could die if they get upset, you know, in the slightest little thing, slightest little bug or upset could send them over the edge and kill them. Maybe they're just trying to calm the markets, you know, and they know that the collapse is coming in sometime in 2014, but they're trying to forestall it. It seems like it's just one of those three possibilities. Either there is no collapse coming and they're dumbly just trying to do their best, or there is a collapse coming, but they're trying to forestall it.
Or they're trying to forestall it by pouring, certainly, well, in the past, $85 billion a month is creating it out by the Federal Reserve. They're going to reduce that to $75, but that's not that much difference. And basically, we are in real trouble. They know exactly what's happening. They're putting this off. I think Ben Bernanke certainly wants to get out. He knows this collapse is coming. And basically, I think it'll be followed by a war. I think terrible things lie ahead because the American people have lost their idealism. They're not involved in what's going on. They want to live the good life without being involved, and unfortunately, they have to be involved. If the American people aren't involved, if we don't turn back to God, we're going to lose this country.
I think so.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, so is it possible that these laws, Obamacare and the current budget...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bruce from Durand, Michigan.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bruce is still with us. And Bruce, anything else you want to say? We've got to move on because we've got another couple of yellow cards.
All right. Yeah, I just have the feeling that the price of gold is going to go way up. That it might not be 2014, but I think we better look out late 2014, which would be 2015. You know, another thing, you know that six generations will transpire in 2016. It will be exactly 240 years. Since 1776.
Well, that's...
And it's like the Lord will judge America at that time. He'll come down with a book in his hand and say, let's take a look here. What's America done? This is the beginning of the seventh generation now. Are they weighed in the balance and found wanting? Or...
I think they've been weighed in the balance and found wanting, and all we can do is pray for America and pray for revival. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's quickly go to Adam calling from Santa Cruz. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll certainly talk about whatever you want to. Hi, Adam. How are you doing?
Hey, not bad, except for I don't feel very good about the coming economy.
Well, I think with very good reason. I'll tell you, a lot of very smart people, a lot of people a lot smarter than I am, are very, very concerned. So you go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm concerned. I guess the first thing is, like, what are we even supposed to do? I'm an average working guy. I really don't have anything saved. And I feel like I'm a lot like a lot of other people in this country. And I really don't have anything except for a little bit of emergency food here and there. But it doesn't seem like it's going to carry me very far. Anyway, my question tonight was about chemtrails, and I've been seeing so much of them lately, and I don't feel good at the end of the day after I am outside for a long period of time. And I'm just wondering, is there any sort of supplement that can help with fighting some of the stuff that they're spraying, like the metals, and I guess they're spraying molds and things like that. I did a little bit of research, and something came up about chlorine dioxide, but I just wanted to know what you thought.
I think all you can do is eat a good diet and take a lot of supplements and vitamins, and vitamin D3 and magnesium, and certainly zinc and selenium, and certainly all of the vitamins, and certainly curcumin. You can do that. If you take these, they will tend to decrease the toxicity. Now, you have to understand that there is aluminum in jet fuel, and if you doubt that, just go up onto your search engine, type in jet fuel aluminum. You'll find they have nano-aluminum they add to the jet fuel, and that is being sprayed out by every jet. Then, of course, they have their CIA, that has their own Air Force, and they're spraying all sorts of other different things. And I don't know what all of these things are, but some of them they're actually spraying with the idea that it's going to cut down by putting a level of sulfate up in the sky, or they're actually going to cut down on the sun's rays and stop global warming. I don't think they really believe that. I think they know that they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the water with fluoride, they're poisoning our food, certainly whether it be the aspartame or the bisphenol. Every tin can is lined with bisphenol, and bisphenol increases cancer, and it creates infertility, and it creates all sorts of problems. It's in plastic. It's in almost every tin can you buy today. They've known this for 30 years. They're intentionally poisoning us. They're poisoning us with the colors and the odors and with so many of the things, the soy products and the genetically modified products. We're under attack from all sides, and all you can really do, Adam, certainly is take good supplements. In fact, there was an article just today or yesterday, and basically where they're telling us that multivitamins really don't do any good. They don't prevent cancer. And this is simply a plant article, supposedly a meta-analysis, totally unscientific. And certainly for the average individual, they should be taking supplements. That's all you really can do to protect yourself. Because as I said, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the children, and few people care. Anything else, Adam?
Oh, yeah. I guess not. You answered my question. I'm already taking a multivitamin. That seems to be helping, but boy, sometimes.
Well, no,
you know.
But you need more than just a multi. You need, for instance, somebody puts together a multivitamin. That's really, of course, you don't know how many of the vitamins are in there. You need to be taking about 5,000 units of vitamin D3 a day. Ordinarily, the vitamin tablet will have about 400 milligrams. You need to be taking 5,000 units of And basically, you need to be taking large doses of vitamin C. And certainly most people are deficient in magnesium and selenium and zinc, and all of these things are vitally important. So the average, certainly one a day vitamin is really not going to give you enough of what you need to protect yourself and your family. Okay, anything else, Adam?
No, that's it for now. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what, we'll do a program some evening on these things. I think it's vitally important people understand and do get the supplements and do take them to protect ourselves, because we're surrounded by all sorts of things that get us into real problems. Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling. And let's quickly go over here to Joe, who's calling from the Bronx. Again, it's open line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I just thought of something. When that fella says that they're looking to get rid of 90% of the people, what would Obamacare do? Well, here's what came to my mind when he said that. Although the saying goes, whom the gods, plural, would destroy, they first make mad, I would like to say whom God would destroy would first make mad, because the Bible does say He would send them strong delusions, and they are really, really deluded, Dr. Stan, these people who are trying to control the world. Because in Scripture, it says that any time man had tried to become one, and it goes back to the Tower of Babel, God stepped in and stopped it. And in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, God also steps in and does not allow anything like that to become efficient. So here's the other thing I'd like to say, and then I'll just split. Two things. Yeah, here's the thing, Dr. Stan, about this gold going high in price. If, in fact, the economy collapses, how is gold going to go up in price if people are going to be wiped out of their financial wealth? I don't understand that.
Well, certainly the question is, but gold can go up or can go down. But basically, gold will always have value. And basically, of course, I think what's really going to happen is they're going to destroy the value of our currency. And as they destroy the value of the currency, it's not that gold becomes more valuable. It's simply the currency becomes less valuable. And so basically, it costs more of the less valued dollars to buy the gold. But gold has been a standard for thousands of years. I think it will continue to be a standard. And I feel fairly comfortable saying that, because we know that central banks throughout the world are purchasing large amounts of gold today. In fact, Germany tried to recently get the currency they had deposited with the Federal Reserve System back, and we wouldn't give it to them. Now, Germany also has gold. Actually, I think they have it in both Switzerland and in London. I think they're going to get their gold back from Switzerland. They may be able to get it back from London, but our Fed will not give the Germans the gold that they have the right to have, which makes me suspect we really don't have any gold in Fort Knox today. And nobody knows, because nobody's allowed to see it. So basically, the price of gold has nothing to do with the value of gold. Gold will always have value. It's simply that our dollars, I think, will get increasingly worthless, and especially as they continue putting out large amounts of currency with nothing behind it. Today, one of the biggest threats to civilization is the printing press, and countries all throughout the world are printing money with nothing behind it. And one of these days, of course, as you do that, the whole system eventually comes down and a cloud of smoke, and this is my concern.
Yeah, all right. So, the only thing I can see is the price of gold probably would go up as people become more and more distrusting of the dollar. But if, in fact, we have a total collapse, the only thing that would be of value is precious metals. But let me just say this, and I'll sign off. It's very difficult for me to try to compose a total concept of this thing that happened back in... by the way, it was also recorded in the United States News and World Report, August 1st, 1991, when that Jupiter thing happened. And by the way, Dr. Stan, and I'll let you go, because I know you got a lot of full board there. Mr. Campy, the reason he was thinking 1994 was the return of Christ and the end of the world was because through his studies of Scripture, he determined that, Christ was born at a certain time of B.C., and he counted forward, and it landed on the year 1994. So that's probably was the real birth. But 1994 was the 2000th anniversary of Jesus Christ's birth, and it was heralded by what I was trying to explain, that those comets, actually it was one comet, Dr. Stan, that when it came into Jupiter's sphere, the Jupiter's magnetic attraction is so powerful, as this comet was passing it, Jupiter pulled that comet into its sphere, and that comet was traveling at like 130-some-odd thousand miles an hour, so okay. Eventually it exploded.
Okay, Joe, we're going to have to let you go, and telephone numbers again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. If you have a question or comment, and caller called in and wanted to explain why Americans owe this huge debt. Well, the reason Americans owe the huge debt is because our government has been spending money it didn't have. At one time, we had a balanced budget. In other words, we would take a certain amount of money, we'd put out a certain amount of money. And basically, of course, that's how you have to. That's how you have run a household. That is certainly what you want to do if you want to certainly not get head over heels into debt. But what the United States did, and what the politicians did, said, "Look, we can buy the support of the people by giving them things. Let's give them retirement. Let's give them food. Let's give them food stamps. Let's give them housing subsidies. Let's have certainly all sorts of programs for the unemployed and the underemployed. Let's have all sorts of programs to help with the education." And so they begin putting out money. But the trouble is the government didn't have that money. So what they did is they stole it from the Social Security Pension Fund and from the Medicare Pension Fund and from another of other pension funds. Certainly they have a federal employees pension fund. And they stole all of that money and they simply spent it. Now, of course, they have to pay interest on the money that they stole. And basically, if they don't, of course, the whole system begins to come down. And so basically, today we are actually putting out, about $300 billion in debt. And that is with an interest rate of about 2%, 2.5%, something of that sort. But when the interest rates gets up to 6%, well, you're going to be talking certainly close to $1 trillion a year they're going to be putting out in interest. And at that point, we don't have the money. We would have to certainly do away with Social Security. We would have to do away with Medicare. Either that or we'd have to do away with our military. But right now, certainly the Medicare, certainly expenses between Medicare and Medicaid, you're talking about $600 billion. Social Security is about $600 billion. That's $1.2 trillion. And all the government is taking in certainly is about 2.2 or 2.3 trillion dollars. Then you've got your military, which I will admit is about $700 billion, but it's probably with a lot of the other means, it's probably close to $1 trillion. And that's all the money. Then there's no money for anything else. And it's because the government has been spending money it didn't have. And it works really very well as long as you can keep borrowing money. And then, of course, when you start getting into real problems, then you've got to lower the interest rates artificially. Lower the interest rates artificially so that you will be able to pay the interest on all this money that you owe. But if you try to hold those rates indefinitely while you begin to get into problems, and sooner or later the interest rates are going to go back up again. And when they do, why, the whole house of cards comes down. And I think that's why Ben Bernanke certainly is actually trying to get out. He's going to be leaving his post there as chairman of the Federal Reserve System starting the 1st of January, and he's going to be replaced. But, of course, I think Ben Bernanke knows exactly what's going to happen. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes down. And, of course, when the American currency begins to falter, and remember, the American currency is a reserve currency for the whole world. Countries throughout the world are holding large amounts of American currency and using it for trade. But, of course, if they begin to lose confidence in the dollar, and let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, countries throughout the world are losing confidence in the dollar, they're going to begin trying to divest themselves of American currency. And that's what China is doing right now. They're trying to get rid of as much American currency as they can. And that's why they're coming here to the United States. And they're buying up major corporations. They're buying up, certainly, apartment houses and certainly skyscrapers and certainly all sorts of companies all across America. Why is China doing that? Because they want to get out of the dollars. They want something of intrinsic value because they know the currency is simply, it's simply a bank entry. There's nothing behind it. It's all illusionary, and they know they're smart enough to understand that the dollar certainly is going to fail, and eventually the Chinese hope one day their currency will be the dominant currency in the world. And our leaders are doing everything they can to help the Chinese. This is what people really don't understand. Supposedly, they're communists and we're capitalists. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go back and you study what happened in 1949, it was the American government. It was the secret government. It was certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness that brought the communists to power in China and has kept the communists in power in Russia all this time. I mean, Putin today, the man who leads Russia, it was formerly with the KGB. And our intelligence agencies and the Russian intelligence agencies have always worked together behind the scenes, and behind them, the common Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And have a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and suddenly let me just comment that if you haven't read my treatise on the population control agenda, you can pull it down on the internet. Certainly you can find it on my website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or if you buy anything from us, ask for a free copy. We'll send it to you. But it goes into the background of this truly genocidal program that is being planned for eliminating a large segment of the population of the world. And basically, we have a 4-CD set on that. We actually have my talk on population control, the secret agenda, or Agenda 21, the covert plan, both get into the background of this genocidal program that is actually being implemented today. If you stop and think about it, they've already certainly prevented the birth of probably 1.5 to 2 billion children. 400 million children have been certainly aborted in the womb in China, 400 million in India, 400 million in Russia. This is not imaginary. That's 1.2 billion unborn children who otherwise will never have a chance to laugh or run or play. And this has been done as part of this whole genocidal program I'm talking about. It's not imaginary. It's really very real. But certainly, most people certainly do not correlate the scriptures with, of course, what we know is taking place in the world today. And certainly, if you read Revelation 6:8, you find at one point, why, of course, they're going to eliminate a quarter of the population of the world. And then after that, why, of course, things really begin to get bad. And when you understand that the Bible tells us there's going to be this massive program for genocide, and when you read what these people say, and certainly if you have not, I've read my treatise on the population control agenda, you need to get it and read it, you can begin to understand what lies ahead. And all we can do is certainly make our preparations, and we're going to have to face the Lord, trust in the Lord, and ask for His help and support. And whether we're going to get through what lies ahead, none of us really know. But the most important thing is that we do have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you out across America, indeed across the world, who believe in what we're doing to help us. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to buy the books and DVDs and certainly the CD sets that we have, or if you've got all, we've got dozens of them, and you need to get them. It will give you the information you need to understand what's going on and to begin to protect, plan to protect yourself and your family. But you have to understand what's taking place and who the enemy is. So basically, if you'd like to go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can see the list of all of the DVD sets and the DVDs and the CD sets and the books. And then, of course, you can get a catalog. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We hope the many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We hope that many of you out there will certainly want to perhaps carry or get our health products. We have some wonderful health products. We were talking earlier in the program about the things you should be taking. A multivitamin is not going to give you the support that you need. You need to be taking things like vitamin D3 and probably about 5,000 units a day. The average multivitamin pill does not give you the vitamins that you need at a sufficient level and purity ready to keep you going. If you'd like to know more about the products we carry, and we get them from one of the finest companies in America, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a list or a catalog. Or go to RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our newsletters. Pardon me, where you can read our newsletters, where you can listen to our radio programs of 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archived. Where you can see a lot of the DVDs that we put up there. You can watch them for nothing. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. A land that's free.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's been at this about as long as I have, going back about 50 years. And actually, he puts out a newsletter at 3 o'clock every morning on 10 of the major issues that are taking place that you're not going to read about, or most of them you're not going to read about in the regular media. And certainly, Stephen's always got great things to tell us. Hi, Stephen. How are we doing tonight?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Merry Christmas to you and your family and your listeners.
Well, we appreciate having you with us. So what are some of the major issues we should be telling our listeners about tonight?
I think the most important one, and it's a twofold issue, as you know, last week the Congress passed a budget bill. We really do need to discuss it. But as a follow-up to it, by the 15th of January, I believe, the federal government then has to pass another debt increase bill. You know, just in October, a couple months ago, they passed an increase in the national debt, and they're spending money so quickly, and the money isn't coming in as quickly as needed, and they're going to have to go up for another debt increase in the early part of the year. And it looks like that's when Congressman Ryan is then going to say, no, we need to make some real cuts. I'm not quite sure I believe the gentleman after his budget deal. That was an absolute disaster for the economy, not only in the short term but in the long term. But we're going to be looking at another potential shutdown of the government with the increase in the national debt.
Well, I share your concern there. So basically, The thing is that we are spending ourselves into oblivion. You cannot keep spending money you don't have. People seem to think that we can have all these wonderful utopian things, and we do have such a wonderful situation. We have the retirement benefits for the elderly, and I'm certainly getting Social Security. And we have Medicare, and we have Medicaid. Between Medicare and Medicaid, there's almost 100 million people either on Medicare or Medicaid in America today. Isn't that wonderful? And we have a housing allotments, and we have student allotments, and we have food stamps. The trouble is we can't afford it. We're having to borrow $1 trillion a year just to keep up this wonderful utopian society. And of course, I think it was just Margaret Thatcher who said, you know, socialism works as long as you are spending other people's money, but when you can't no longer have money to spend, the whole thing collapses. And that is exactly what we're facing today. We cannot continue doing this. In fact, the only reason we're able to even pay our bills today is because they're keeping the interest rates certainly abnormally low, about 2.5%, something like that. But if interest rates start to go up, the whole house of cards comes down. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, that's true. In this last budget deal that was completed last week, it's first of all, it's a two-year budget because the politicians didn't want to come back next fall and have to do another budget in the middle of an election. So the Republicans allowed the Democrats to get out of serious cuts and discussions of the budget next year before the election, and gave them a two-year budget, which I believe is going to be the commonplace thing. So in the off year, there's a two-year budget, so they never have to face a budget battle in the middle of an election. But as part of it, they are going to, and Congressman Ryan was really proud of this, he is going to save $23 billion over a period of the next 10 years.
$2.3 billion a year with a deficit of $1 trillion a year? What madness is that? We'll be back in a moment with Steve Frank right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we're talking with Steve about what's going on. The fact that basically we're talking about a $1 trillion deficit every year now until the coming of the 2020. At that time, certainly we'll have a national deficit of about $24-25 trillion. And basically, if you're paying 6% interest on that, you're being paid as well, like just 6 times 26 would come to about $1.4 trillion they'd be putting out in interest, and we're only taking in right today about $2.2 trillion a year. We're talking really about the destruction, the financial destruction of America, which is being engineered by the traitors and subversive elements in Washington, D.C. But Steve, what was you just about to tell us about?
Well, I'd like to juxtaposition two issues. One, where this budget cuts the pensions for disabled veterans, yet does not cut the pensions for the civil servants who are union members. Their pensions are not cut. And so the unions get their way, and the veterans, those who provide us with our freedoms, are the ones who get hurt the worst. And you have the disabled veterans, those who have lost limbs, those who have emotional problems because of their service, those who left the service early because of disabilities, they are taking the brunt of the cuts, $6 billion a year. And so this is just not right. And that's part of the problem of the unions running the government. They don't care if the military is unable to continue. Why would somebody want to join the military when they know that the government does not stand behind them? If you remember back in 2007 and 2008, Senator Barack Obama said, one of the first things I will do is take the troops out of Afghanistan. And instead, he added troops to Afghanistan, and 77% of all the troops that have died in Afghanistan have died while he was while he's been president. And so we have a situation where his foreign policy harms American soldiers. It hurts our economy. And at the same time, the rest of the world has no trust in the word of the president, because if he says he believes in something, you're really sure he believes just the opposite.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there was no reason for us to go into Afghanistan. It was just simply that our leaders wanted an excuse to go into Afghanistan to control that country. And so basically, we were attacked on September 11th, 2001. By 19 hijackers and 19 terrorists, 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia. And 50 of them came from Saudi Arabia. They were funded from Saudi Arabia. And so what do? Why we attack Afghanistan? Because we say, well, Osama bin Laden is there, but the Afghan government offered to turn Osama bin Laden over to us, and we refused that. We wanted to go to war. This is what people don't understand. They simply allowed those people. They knew the attack was coming on those buildings. Those were controlled demolition. Watch Building 7 come down. Go up on the internet, look at Building 7, see how the center of the roof caves in first. They do that. So they take out the central support so the walls fall in. And then, of course, they take out the base of the building. Controlled demolition. They killed the 3,000 people that day because they wanted an excuse to go into Afghanistan. And where's the outcry from the people? Does anybody really care? Go right ahead.
Well, and you have to also remember, historically, in 1998, President Clinton was given the opportunity of capturing bin Laden, who happened to have been a Saudi Arabian himself, just like most of the terrorists on the planes. And Bill Clinton said, no, I don't want bin Laden. And the rest, of course, is history. But we have a severe problem coming into 2014. We already know that the sales of goods in the retail stores are down, possibly over 5% this year over last year. And on December 28th, in California alone, which is only a little over a week from now, on December 28th, 222,000 Californians are going to stop being given unemployment benefits, and I believe as close to 2 million Americans are going to stop getting their unemployment benefits on December 28th, because the budget deal, the one thing the Republicans did get, is an end to the extension of the unemployment insurance. And so you have 222,000 families just here in California that are looking 3 days after Christmas, are looking at losing paychecks that they had counted on for another 60-some-odd weeks. And so now that they are really up the creek, as they say, and the economy here in California is not doing well. I'm not sure I've mentioned this before to you, but the last 2 months, California has lost jobs while the rest of the country has gained jobs, even though most of those jobs are part-time. California in the month of November lost 8,800 jobs, while other states were gaining jobs, and the economy in California is in a depression state. We have a governor that claims we have a balanced budget, and you get there by forgetting you owe $132 billion in debt and deficit. Plus, you forget in the last 5 months you've grown a $19.6 billion cash deficit just on this year's budget alone. And so California's in a bad way, and 2014 is not going to be a good year, especially for Californians.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a good year for anybody. Certainly very reliable people are really believing that we're going to have some sort of a major financial contraction, certainly by the middle of 2014. And if it's just one person, even though he's very reliable, I would certainly give it attention. But when I see a number of people, whether it be John Williams or Gerald Celente or any one of a number of other economists I can mention, talking certainly by the middle of next year, why we're going to be in a major financial collapse, why I think people ought to be concerned about that and begin making their preparations accordingly. It doesn't do any good to tell people bad news, but they need to make certainly preparations for themselves and their families as these things begin to unfold. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And that's true. And, of course, starting on January 1st, millions of Americans are going to find out they don't have health insurance, while millions of other Americans find out they can't afford to have health insurance. The government of the United States has made it clear we want to destroy the health care system in order to rebuild it into a total government-owned health care system. We'll determine who gets to live and who doesn't. I did a story yesterday on my California Political News and Views. Over the last couple of years, over 500,000 Americans went to Baja, Mexico in order to get medical care because it's cheaper and better down there, and it's quicker, even under the old system. Imagine how many more rich people are going to wind up going to Mexico in order to get health care as Obamacare takes hold in this country. And we truly have two types of citizens. We'll have the very rich who have great health care whenever they want it, wherever they want it, and the rest of us will be told, take two aspirins and finalize your will as our health care. Because we're not going to be able to get, after a certain age, medicines or medical procedures, because the death panels will say we're not economically efficient anymore and it costs too much to keep us alive, as if it's the determination of government rather than the creator to determine when people die.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people really understand that there are ways around the Obamacare. I just learned about this morning when I ended up interviewing a woman who's studying this, and she's suggesting that people certainly, and people like my son, who certainly has been paying $4,000 a year for a catastrophic policy, is going to end up having to pay $14,000 for a catastrophic policy, and he'll have to put out more, $4,000 or $5,000, before he'll get anything at all out of this policy, because he's paying for all sorts of pediatric orthodontics and all sorts of things in this new policy is being offered. And what she suggested was that people, at least for the first year and maybe even the second year, ought to simply go out. You can actually get health insurance that is outside of Obamacare. If you have that, you can get that certainly by you have to pay a fine, but it's only $95 the first year and probably a couple of $100 the second year. So at least for 2 years, you'd be way ahead by getting a private insurance company, a private insurance policy, rather than simply go in and pay that $14,000 like my son is going to be required to do to get certainly a catastrophic policy where he has to pay the first $5,000 or $6,000 himself. So think very seriously about paying the fine at least for the first year or two and suddenly get decent insurance that is not as expensive as what we have. I think in a couple of years, this whole thing is going to come tumbling down. What are your thoughts, Stephen?
Well, there is a way legally not to pay any fines, even if you don't have any health care. Under the law, the IRS can only fine you if you have a refund coming. So if you don't have a refund, they can't bill you for it. So if you make sure that you don't have a refund, that you owe just a little bit of money at the end of the year, they can't fine you. So you could save that money. And that's just a little technicality in the law. In the long run, the system has to collapse. People will need to get health care, and it could cause truly a revolution when the middle class is unable to get health care for their children, for their parents. At some point, the middle class may revolt against the government.
Well, I think that this whole thing is designed to fail. I think that they know exactly what they're doing. They're not stupid. They may appear to be stupid, but they're not. They want to say, look, we tried to make this thing work under the private system. We can't do it. The best thing will be a one-party payer, socialized medicine, and we'll make sure you get good health care. You can trust us, because we're certainly friends of Barack Hussein Obama. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, God help us if that comes about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. I got a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dan, and certainly Stephen, is talking about the pensions, and I was talking about the pensions as well. And basically, in many of the federal pension funds, you have two people retired for every person working. So basically, of course, if the money in that pension fund has been properly invested and was getting 6 or 7% interest, why, the system will work. But certainly, many of these pension funds have certainly been drained by the people who are running them. And basically, of course, instead of getting 6 or 7%, now they're getting 2%, and sometimes they're even losing money. And basically, of course, what's going to happen down the line is these pension funds are going to go under, and more people who certainly have thought that they were going to have a comfortable retirement are going to find out that the funds just are not there. And the same thing is true for Social Security. There is no Social Security fund. That money's all been spent, and basically a part of the money that this certainly goes out, pays interest, has to go to pay interest to borrow money today to make up for what they've actually, what they've, the government has borrowed from the Social Security pension fund, from the Medicare certainly fund. And so these funds are gone. We're paying interest on it. We're spending money we don't have. You can't keep doing that indefinitely. And as Steve points out, we are burdening our children with a massive debt that can never be paid off. Our telephone number, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 740-6429-5. I would simply comment, before we get too far away from Obamacare, that there is another thing that people can do to get away from Obamacare, and that is to join something called the Christian MediShare. Christian MediShare is a system of basically, of course, you don't pay insurance premiums, but of course, basically, they will provide your health care. And when you run up a bill, why, of course, then other Christians share in paying your bill. It works very well. I know people who've had it and have been very, very happy with it. If you need more information, look it up on the internet. It's called Christian MediShare, and it's very, very cheap, much cheaper than any other insurance you can get. It's open only to evangelical Christians, but go right ahead there, Stephen.
Well, getting back, and those are the type of programs, concierge medicine, where people just literally put a doctor on retainer. There's a growing movement of doctors across the country strictly taking cash so they don't have to hire people to do the books, to build to bill the insurance companies, to bill Social Security or the federal government or the state government. There are a variety of movements going on, changing the face of health care. But in the long run, as long as Obamacare is out there putting controls, for instance, one of the major parts of Obamacare is the drugs that you're allowed to use. And what's happening with the pharmaceuticals, as the death panels make the determination that certain drugs are no longer wanted or would be paid for by the system, even though those are the drugs that keep you alive, the pharmaceutical companies will stop making those drugs. And as they stop making those drugs, they're also going to stop doing the research for further drugs, because if they don't know whether or not they'll be allowed to sell the drug after spending hundreds of millions of dollars of research on a drug and 10 years to develop the drug, why would they want to waste that time and money? And so we're going to wind up just like every other third world country, hoping somebody else develops a cure for cancer or for heart disease or for some other disease. And so we're putting ourselves in a position, making ourselves a third world economy, along with having a third world healthcare system. When doctors have to lose money on every patient, they're not going to take patients, which is why there aren't as many doctors available for the increased Medicaid patients or the Medicare patients. And of course, these insurance companies now are going to have to cut the reimbursements for the doctors, and the doctors may not take insurance anymore because they can't afford to lose money on every patient. Unlike the proverbial, you know, you lose it on one, but you make it up in volume. You can't make it up in volume, and I'll give you an example of that. Down in Puerto Rico, they have over 40% of the people on government health care, over 40%. And radiologists down there need to see 60 patients a day. Here in the United States, most radiologists see no more than 20 a day. And so half of the radiologists in Puerto Rico have come to the United States. And there's a long month wait for radiology.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in California, it's, according to this California Medical Association, 70% of the doctors are going to drop out and not take Medicare.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Stephen Frank. And basically, if you're out there, you have a question for Stephen on this subject we're talking about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Stephen, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they could get your, certainly your daily email release, which the price is right because it's free, but it's fascinating information, which I recommend to you. How can people get in touch with you, Stephen?
Well, I'm happy that I, for the last more than 10 years, I've been publishing on a daily basis the California Political News and Views, which is a daily compilation of 10 significant stories that either the media missed or misrepresented, and I give a spin on it so folks understand why it's why the story is important and what it means in constitutional terms. It's California Political News and Views, capoliticalnews.com. capoliticalnews.com. You can go to the website, capoliticalnews.com, and on the right side of the page, it says sign up for the alerts, and that's what we call our newsletter, an alert. And it comes out at 3 a.m. every morning, and by the time you get to your computer, you'll have an opportunity to see 10 stories that you won't see in your local newspaper.
All right, fine. Well, let's quickly go. I think we have Herman calling in. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I'd like to ask Stephen, what's the chance that the Congress or the state legislature will pass a Christmas gift for the unemployment benefits? It would sure give them a public relations boost, considering their low ratings.
The chances are none. Congress has already gone home. The Senate is about to go home, and the state legislature here in California doesn't come back till early January. And there's never been a discussion of that because the state of California is bankrupt, even though they won't admit it. And the federal government is $17 trillion in debt. And if they had any bonus money, they'd give it to corporations and to unions, not to individuals.
In fact, I was just reading today. Oh, of course, we know that the federal government put out some $640 million for this a program, a sign-up for Obamacare on the Internet, an Internet program. And basically, $640 million, it doesn't work. And basically, the article was saying that people who deal with this sort of thing said they could probably very well have come up with a program for $1 million or $1.5 million. So why did they put out $647 million for a program that doesn't work when they could have done it for $1 million or $1.5 million and had a program that would work? Or is this all intentional? Anything else, Herman?
Yes, I listened to an interview with Lindsey Williams a couple of days ago, and he said he had talked to his elite friends, and they indicated that next year, 2014, they didn't know the exact date, but over a weekend, there would be a reset of all the currencies in the world. 204 nations would be involved, and overnight, the currencies would be, parity would be set with each other. But for America, they were estimating we will experience approximately a 30% devaluation and won't feel it immediately until the imports start coming a few months later at higher prices. So then things are going to start going up. So have you heard about this, Steve?
Well, what we do know is that China is set next year to be the currency of record rather than the U.S. dollar. They are maneuvering into that position, and I would not be surprised if that occurred. Just today, the Chinese government banned the Bitcoin, which cut the value of Bitcoins in half in a matter of hours. And China is about to destroy the Bitcoin phenomena. The United States dollar is not wanted by many countries because of how poorly run our country is. We are in trouble, and I'm not sure there's going to be a reconfiguration of 104 nations. I think what occurs is 104 nations recognize the China monetary system as the premier one in the world rather than the U.S., and that's how we get the reconfiguration occurring.
Okay, Herman, does that answer your question? Anything else you'd like to ask before we let you go?
Well, given those things, now you've also in the past discussed the government seizing or taking over this vast pool of pension money, 401ks. Do you think that may happen anytime soon?
There is a bill in Congress to tax the assets in your 401k, not merely when you take it out, but as it grows, to tax it each year. That bill is possibly going to move forward as a way to help pay for Obamacare, because Obamacare is going to tank the budget in 2014. There's no way even in 2014 to pay for it, and that's just one of the ways they are looking at doing it. The other way, of course, what people forget is after January 1st, if your house is worth $250,000 or more and you sell your house after January 1st, 2014, you're going to pay a 5% tax on the increased value of your home to the federal government with that money going to Obamacare. So you're going to lose 5% of the value of your house to the government.
Well, do you see that this will cause a drop in the price of real estate?
Probably will, as it takes hold, as people recognize this, the value of real estate goes down, which may explain, and Fox News did an interesting story the other night, how Chinese investors are buying up Detroit. They are literally buying homes for $40 a house. $40, $220s, and they get a house, and they're buying whole blocks like this and investing in Detroit. And we already know that here in California, a large number of the homes sold here in California are sold for cash, sold to Chinese. They are buying our homes as well as our commercial properties. But right now, it appears in the last year, they have been specializing in home sales and the purchasing of homes. And if they see that they are going to lose money, that's going to be another impetus for the Chinese to enforce their currency as the world currency over the U.S. dollar.
And I think it's the reason, of course, that the Chinese are buying up property and factories and businesses in America is they want to get out of the American currency because they know it's worthless. There's nothing behind it. There's no gold, no silver, only the integrity of the American government. They don't trust them. system. They know we have the largest debt of any nation in the entire world. We have the largest debt of any nation in the entire world. The Chinese are trying to get out of the dollar, and that's why they're buying things in America. In fact, we would not have certainly hardly any homes being sold, or very few homes to be sold. The word that the Chinese are buying up so many of them all across America is estimated that certainly about at least one in every 10 homes sold is sold to a Chinese who is investing in America because he wants to get rid of his dollars. Go right ahead, Herman. Anything else before we let you go?
I'd like to finally ask just a personal question. I've enjoyed every time you come on to Radio Liberty, Mr. Franks, and you've been doing this for 50 years. I'm sure you're not doing it to get rich, but could I just ask why you're doing it and how you come up with these stories? It just seems amazing that we don't hear about these things in the other media.
Well, I've been doing this since I was a young teenager, and I've been blessed in my life to be successful enough to do the things I want to do rather than forced to do things just to survive. And I'm at the point in my life where I believe I have a responsibility to mentor people, and I do that on a private basis for free, as well as put out a newsletter. And I spend an inordinate amount of time each week. I'm not only on Dr. Stan's show, I'm on a whole series of other shows as well during the week, because people need to know. And I could sit back and watch reruns of Seinfeld and not even concern myself with what's going on in the world. And I guess I could be happy, but I don't think I would be, because I really do believe that I have a responsibility, as we all do, to extend freedom to everybody. And the only way freedom gets extended is if the general public understands the problems facing it in our daily lives.
And well, I certainly thank you very much, Herman. Appreciate your call, and I certainly agree with Stephen. I think it's wonderful that you're doing what you're doing. I honestly feel that you and I and a few others have been put in our positions we're doing. I don't necessarily take a lot of credit for what I'm doing. We just had an awful lot of help and a lot of people helping to direct this to the point now where we do have a voice all across America, and of course we can give part of that voice to Stephen, so people out across America can get his views as well. So basically, there's some other points we should be discussing here in the latter part of the program.
Well, one of the great problems that we have is that we have a government that doesn't believe in the right of self-protection. How can we have private property? How can we protect our families? In San Jose, which isn't too far from where you are, Dr. Stan, in San Jose, it takes 20 minutes for the police to respond to a call. Nationally, it only takes 8 minutes, but in San Jose, it takes 20. And here in California, we have higher than average response times in most of the cities. And that's because our economy is so bad and the revenues are not good enough. And so the unions get their money, but the protection of the people, which is the absolute basic service and responsibility of government, is lacking. And so in San Jose, the response is 20 minutes. The number of arrests have gone down by more than half in the last 2 years. The number of people put in jail have gone down dramatically in San Jose and Santa Clara County. That is quickly becoming another Oakland, because the people in San Jose can no longer count on the police. In Oakland, it's so bad that the folks there that can afford it have hired private security, and the rest of Oakland is left open to the gangs, because the police barely arrest people. And literally in Oakland, if you hijack a car, if you steal a car, you will not be arrested. And so your cars and a lot of your personal property is no longer safe from the criminals, because the government, which is there to protect you, refuses to protect you, cannot protect you. And so
that is going to be another part of the problem that's going to cause civil unrest in this country, because the rich can protect themselves, and there are people who are willing to do that for them, security guards, et cetera, that could be hired. But the middle class and those who are not middle class are going to wind up being the victims of crime, overly the victims of crime, than those who are rich who can protect themselves. And we are truly becoming a nation of haves and have-nots, but not because of the greed of individuals or even of most corporations, but because of the power hungriness of the unions and the government in combination, making the people subservient to government. The bigger the government, the more power the unions. More powerful the unions. And so we're in a position where we have a pension system that's collapsing, a healthcare system that's collapsing, the Chinese taking over our dollars, and we're not safe in our streets.
That's a rather sad commentary, but I really fear that you're absolutely right, Stephen. And basically, of course, the only way this can be remedied is for the good people of America to get involved and to run, take over the city council, take over the board of supervisors, and start firing the people, certainly, who are allowing this to happen. But basically, the reason we have difficulty getting good people elected to municipal offices is because of the unions. Certainly, the unions, so to get their money from the government employees, and then the unions then work to get people elected to the city council and board of supervisors who go along with the union's objectives, and that's ever more power for the city employees, government employees, and for their pension funds. And until we can get around that, until the people are willing to get involved in this process, and remember, here in San Jose, in Santa Cruz, across the hills where I live, in Watsonville, the next city up, all these newspapers are owned by Bill Gates, who has an agenda, and it's certainly not the preservation of a healthy and certainly safe America. So right ahead.
Well, you know, that brings up another really interesting story that I saw this evening. We all know the firm Amazon, which, you know, you go online and you buy things. But I bet most people don't know that Amazon just signed a contract for $600 million to provide technology services to the CIA, and that's Amazon. And why is that important? Because the founder and the CEO of Amazon is a gentleman by the name of Jeff Bezos, who's a major donor to Obama, but also just bought the Washington Post. He now owns the Washington Post. And if you read the stories about the NSA and the CIA and all that, nowhere is there a disclosure that the owner of the Washington Post has a $600 million contract with the CIA.
And that sort of reminds me, I don't know how many of our listeners listen, pardon me, read the Wall Street Journal regularly, but I've read it for many years. But the whole tone of the newspaper has changed. Why? Why? Because it was bought up by Rupert Murdoch, and Rupert Murdoch has an agenda, and they've totally changed the entire thrust of the Wall Street Journal. And basically, so many of the things that traditionally they would have opposed, now they support, and the things that they support, they would have opposed before. So it's very important. Important who owns the newspapers. They're not certainly vehicles of distributing news or disseminating news. They are vehicles of thought control and mind control. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, what bothers me the most is that you have a major newspaper whose ownership has a massive contract with the government, with the CIA, is covering surveillance stories and abuse of power by the CIA and the NSA, and does not make note to its readers the relationship between the CIA and the ownership of the newspaper. That it should be absolute disclosure. And the fact that they aren't says to me that they have something to hide.
I think you're absolutely right, I guess, this evening, Stephen Frank. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, you're not getting the truth through the regular means of communication. That's why you need to listen to Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening was Stephen Frank. And basically, of course, his address, you can get his free newsletter. It's just simply by emailing him at capoliticalnews.com. 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 It's well worthwhile getting. Stephen, like myself, is dedicated to trying to save America. Are you? Do you really care about what's going to happen to yourself or to your family? Because we live in the most wonderful nation. We're losing this because, of course, we've been taken over by a subversive element that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral process. And certainly, you need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will introduce you to who these people are and what motivates these people who are intent upon using the financial and military power of the United States to take over the world and to destroy Christianity, because that's what it's all about. That's why they're taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. But read the First Amendment. Congress will make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And basically, that is why they, of course, will not allow God to be mentioned in our schools today. What madness is this? No, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against God, and you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope, of course, you want to get our 4-CD set on the secret government. And you'll hear an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor. an interview I found. Well, I won't tell you how I got it, but it's a unique interview that nobody else has unless they've stolen from us, but that's all right. They do. We want to get the information out. And then, of course, the 4CD set on the secret societies, the 4CD set on the secret government has the interview with Professor Quigley. And then, of course, we do hope you want to get my talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, population control, the secret agenda. We have certainly dozens of certainly DVDs. Each one has a separate message to it. And we hope you'll get them, watch them several times, and begin to understand the foundations upon which our freedom rests, foundations which are being progressively and intentionally eroded today. Because there truly is a diabolical effort out there on the part of a small group of very wealthy and powerful people to bring about a world government. And if you don't know what motivates them, simply go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, and certainly look at their logo. Three sixes bound together in the middle or joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Three sixes bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Well, this is the test time when I hope that you will certainly go write down our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us finance our network of radio stations out across America. It's an expensive proposition, but we're reaching people, and when we reach people, they begin to understand what's going on. We can't do it without your help. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get the newsletter and our four best tapes or CDs of the month. You can certainly get the CDs or tape sets that we offer. And certainly you can find those on our website at RadioLiberty.com. Or if you'd like a catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope maybe you'll want to get the books and DVDs and tape sets that we offer. We hope that you'll perhaps want to use our health products or our Miracle 2 soap products, or certainly our Berkey water filter products, or even the spices we offer. All of these we offer because it helps to finance what we do. And basically, of course, all we'll be doing is what we can. We'd like to end up this year certainly without being behind, but our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices. America.